affinity diagrams work backwards and forwards. You get learning either way. So in an affinity diagram, you're outlining elemental bits of information, and those bits eventually get into a category and you categorize them. So if you're when you start with bits of information and a whole bunch of them, and all you want to do is then arrange them into groupings that logically make sense to you, you can then apply the group that comes out of those bits of information after you've grouped them. And now you've applied these new groupings. And you can do that over and over again and you'll get group topics. You can also come up with the group topics ahead of time and then put those bits of information into those groupings and see if everything fits. And both ways teach you something about the information you have.